Welcome to the Blessings of Christ. On the 24th day of February 2019, we are so blessed with this day. Regardless of what is happening in the world, regardless of what is happening with us, we are blessed with an experience that God has given us for our education, for our life, sustainment, our enrichment, our challenge, and for our motivation to reach even higher for that which is even better than what we have, and to know of life in its many, many wonderful ways. So above and beyond everything else, we bless this day. We bless the creations of God that have been given to us. Now, I'm going to do as I always do, and that is invite our community in, because I'd love to hear from you. You warm up the room. As Jesus said, when two or more are gathered in my name, I am there. So let's be gathered. Let's give our expression of gratitude or our request for assistance or just something marvelous we witnessed. Anything you would like to share, you're on. And we have a wireless caller from area code 321, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's Scott from Florida.
Hello, Scott.
I'm visiting a location today called Coral Castle, and it's a very large structure that was built about 80 years ago, and no engineers have been able to duplicate it, and it's considered that he must have used some kind of advanced science to be able to build this structure. And many
Where
of
is it, Scott?
It's just Where very it, near Scott? Miami and Homestead, Florida.
Okay. All
name
right.
Is Ed, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his last name right, but it's Skalnish, something like that. But anyway, he has a lot of motifs built into the castle, and although he was not Jewish, he used the six-pointed star, a common teaching symbol that you've used. Do you think it's possible that this guy was using a science that we'll grow into understanding a little better?
Well, we probably won't in this class because I wouldn't know how to help you. But yes, I think there are advanced sciences that have been revealed to many people through the ages. And the only thing omitted was how to strategize these technologies into a more general use, how to implement them into a broader use for other people. And there are a number of reasons for that. One is they've been suppressed. They've been opposed. And we know that that's true from the inventions of Nikola Tesla. We know that Copernicus and Galileo were suppressed and abused for their innovative awareness, but we finally got the benefit of what they understood. Many other people have reached with their awareness and even their computational skills into dimensions that are not commonly known to the rest of us. And in addition to their being oppressed or suppressed, there are other factors that prevent the development of an idea at the time it may be seen by a few people. One classic example of that is that Leonardo da Vinci drew a helicopter and everything it would take to make a helicopter work, except we didn't understand all the other laws of aerodynamics then. So it really gets back to the fact that we have to live in a holistic universe where isolated bits and pieces can be made to work in certain situations by some people but not implemented broadly. I had a personal experience with that early on after my conversations with Jesus. A man who was the head of the Institute for Advanced Sciences at the University of Texas, the senior physicist there, had been commissioned by many capitalists interested in developing magnetic energy. And he had heard what Yeshua had taught me about magnetic energy. He asked for a personal visit with me. We sat at the dining room table. He took notes. He developed mathematical formulas as I spoke. And I said, will you be able to do anything with this? And he said, perhaps. He said, you've given me a great leap of ability, but we already have more knowledge than we can implement because we don't have the broader system for implementation. And he said, that's completely in addition to the fact that some people oppose it. So I would say, even if there was not opposition, there seems to be an organic growth factor built into the substrata of our universe that as it grows into its holistic nature, then things we have known in the past start making sense, and then we can make them work. Then we will know how the pyramids were built. Then we will know how certain other extraordinary events of science or medicine or technology worked under isolated conditions in the past, but not on a developed extent. So I would say, Scott, just behold the beauty of this structure. Hold it in your mind and your heart. And I would say the same thing to anyone on this call who has witnessed extraordinary exceptions to common knowledge. Because our common knowledge really is called common because it's of the street. It's what anyone can learn in school, maybe not in the first grade, but by the time you get to college or at least graduate school, anybody can have learned it. That's why it's common knowledge. But there is extraordinary knowledge also available. And I have witnessed much of it myself, and I marvel at it. And Albert Einstein said, and also St. Augustine said something very, very similar, both of them very, very similar in their comments. A miracle is just something we haven't learned to explain yet. So you gave me a great opportunity to introduce a fabulous expansion on what is a blessing. Thank you, Scott, and enjoy the beauty of what you're witnessing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we have a caller from area code 903. You are on.
Again,
Stormy,
Glenda.
Is that you? Hi.
Yes. I give thanks from the calling of angels for what you're fixing to do with your webinar. You have overwhelmed my heart with joy.
Oh, thank you, Stormy. And you have inspired me through the years in all of my many experiences with angels that also provide extraordinary experiences for what is yet possible.
Yes.
To the best, well, you know, we actually know very little about angels. We really, really do. Getting ready for this seminar, I have scanned the Bible. I have Googled through all the research what is known from not only the Bible, the Kabbalah, the Quran, the Vedas, so many of the sacred texts throughout the world. because actually almost every religion has acknowledged the presence of angels. It's one of the few things they all agree on, but none of them really know what an angel is. Isn't that quite amazing? Because of that, there's very little talk about angels. And I think it's time that we opened the cover of that book and we started to learn, because they hold the key to what we will all be experiencing more of in the future. And that is the transubstantiation of matter, energy, time, and space. I fully believe one of the things almost all of the religions and philosophies agree on is that angels were present from the first day of creation, because they can exist without substance. And then they can facilitate connections of substance that are constantly expanding without having to repeat limited patterns. See, that's one of the problems with our life. As we go through life, we like to think we're growing, and in fact, most of the time we are, but then we get caught with a moment of disappointment where we see we've just repeated a pattern from the past. We tend to repeat a lot of patterns, just doing them a little bit differently, or seeing them in different contexts, or seeing them applied to different consequences. And then we look and say, but that's the same old pattern. Well, what is unique and marvelous about the angelic energy is that they don't have to repeat a pattern. They are outside the limitation of patterns.
And this has been a prayer of mine. Yeah.
For that reason, they can perform miraculous acts that we don't yet understand, but they're here to show us. So, Stormy,
I've been asking for people to understand me a little bit more, and this is just one step so that people will begin to understand themselves more, the fact that I am in a full angelic realm and know every bit of it, but I'm also in my human realm and know every bit of it. The two are different realms, and I'm aware of it. And there's a process we go through to understand who we are, who we can be, and who we will be.
That's true. Thank you.
It's just all about the love we are. There is no limitations.
You know,
in love as you are.
That is the one thing I have found that is eternally enduring. I have had friends come and go in life, not necessarily by death, but just by, or even specific departure, just by maybe drifting off into doing something else. But the one thing that endures is love. I have lost relatives by the ending of physical life. I've lost friends by the ending of physical life. But the one thing I didn't lose was love. That is the one thing I have found that endures forever. Forever and ever is the love. And all you have to do to bring forth the presence of anyone or anything you have ever loved or ever known is to recreate in your mind, in your heart, in the energetic space around you, the love that you had for that being, that person, or that activity, and it's right there. It's right there. It didn't go anywhere. Love never goes away.
Yes, in the presence of love, only love can exist.
Yeah.
There is no fear. There is no time per se. We also call Christ the Prince of Peace when he asked me to walk on my own away from humanity. I had only a slight apprehension, but in his presence, you can't have any fear.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
You really can't.
Well, let's go on for the next.
Okay, Stormy, thank you for your loving words, and I'm going to take a call from Sarah. Sarah, you're on.
Oh, aloha, beautiful community, beloved community, beloved Glenda.
Thank you.
That is my favorite subject ever, to just hear what you and Stormy were talking about angels. I just used my angel, beautiful essential oils that you created, and just calling in the archangels, and I'm so much gratitude for these beautiful, beautiful beings.
Well, I'm sure they have gratitude for you too. And Sarah, do you have a blessing you would like to ask for?
I do. I'd like to ask for a special blessing for Leslie, who's my best friend's mom, who's dealing with some health challenges and a beautiful help and support for her healing. And I want to ask for a blessing for myself and for all my brothers and sisters, that I want to just break through to the next level of trust that all of my needs are met, that my daily bread every day, it always is. So it's just that next level of letting go of doubt or fear or distraction. And every day I just get up and go work so hard, and my angels have always told me that's all I need to do. And I trust that, and at the same time, there's still a little part of me that is scared, that thinks I'm going to lose it all. So just that next level of just fully trusting.
Okay. And you know, Pat, I think the only time, Pat, I'm sorry, I was looking at the next person on our list, Sarah. I think the only time we become frightened is when we're looking at a scarcity, which is really, really a lie. There is no scarcity in this universe.
Yeah.
There isn't.
Yeah.
There's only scarcity within our limited perception.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
Our limited perception can and often does contain a scarcity. Because we're looking at how we've done things before, and that's been done. It's over. You know? I mean, really.
Yeah.
It's over. And how other people have done things. And we also look at things that didn't work, and we don't want to go there. And so it all comes down to scarcity that causes our fear. We don't see the broader expansion of possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And we pull back. We pull back. Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. So whenever any of you feel this in any way, just let go of the scarcity. Do anything. Look up at the trees, all the leaves on the trees. Look at the leaves of grass. These were parables that Yeshua gave to people. He would tell the apostles about all the fish in the sea, all the stars in the sky. He would get their attention off of limitations and scarcity. And when he would do that, then they would begin to see that there were answers. And only then would they know how to walk forward in faith.
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
So I would say the same for you. just if you get a little frightened about something, just put your attention on something that's familiar with you, that you know to be in abundance.
Mm.
Whatever that might be, whatever is in abundance for you.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Like love, especially. Beautiful.
Okay.
Abundance. Thank you, Glenda.
You're welcome. Thank you. And we are, we have Jean Marie on. Hi, Jean Marie.
Hi, Glenda. I have an example to practice that very thing on right now, and I'd like to just give some support. I got a letter the other day from the state of Kansas saying that they suspended my driver's license, and it's because they sent a letter a month ago asking me to fill out a form proving that I had insurance on the day that I had a deer incident back in November of 2018, a letter of which I have no recollection of seeing. And in the meantime, I am, I don't have use of my automobile, and I live in the boonies. But anyway, I turned it in to the insurance company. They supposedly faxed that information to them. But she also mentioned, other than timing my call, she let me know when, you know, it should have been a two and a half minute call. So anyway, that it could stay on my driving record for 3 years. And the insurance company said, and my insurance will be high if it's still on my record. And sadly, my insurance is due March 17th. So I've got a deal. I've got a situation on my hand. And I've never not had insurance. And at that time, I had full coverage on that car and a 1997 Skylark. So I don't get it. And the police report showed the correct policy number, everything. That's just what they're doing now. If you have an incident, they send a letter out asking proof.
My goodness.
Yeah, well, my goodness. It was like a shock.
I pray that you find an advocate, someone who can come in as a friend and help you through this tight spot.
I have a friend that stepped up and took me 37 miles round trip one direction and 23 miles round trip the opposite direction for things I had to pick up Friday. So, but the thing is that I need the help with is the situation itself, that it's a quick resolution. And that it gets behind me, and I don't dare drive. I know that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Me neither. That's a new thing to me.
Kansas.
Well, I pray that it comes in. I pray that it comes in very quickly.
Yeah.
And the answer comes, and you get through this.
Yes, quickly.
So,
I have a doctor's appointment Thursday.
So, my goodness.
Anyway, today is today. You know, what is right now, and there's nothing I can do except my banker said, you need to have your insurance company battle this out for you.
I think so.
Yeah, so, but I want my big dogs, my supporters, my blessing givers, and the unseen and seen to sort of.
Yes, we will all be with you in spirit, get you through this.
Yeah.
You know, there are so many complications coming into the world today. And surprising us, you know, because they are different from anything we knew in the past. Right.
So anyway, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you
for
being who you are. Okay. Okay, great. All right, Gary and Nancy, you're on. Hi.
Hi there. Hope everyone's having a fabulous day.
Yes, it is a fabulous day. And isn't every day, if we could just look at it that way.
I know. Sky's blue. Everything is wonderful.
Yeah.
Except our granddaughter has a horrible cough.
Oh.
So we would just like to focus some blessings on her throat and her well-being.
Okay. Okay. So you're there with her?
No. She's with her mom and dad.
Okay. Okay, we got her on our blessing list. And got you and Nancy on our blessing list, too. And the angels are with you, but most importantly, God is with you.
And we're really looking to the start of the angel presentation tonight.
Oh, thank you. That will be great. You're going to love it. We are going
to
have so much fun. We are going to have so much fun on that. We're going to discover the universe in a whole new way. Okay. Well, we've got you on the list, and is there anyone else who would like to, we've got time for another call or two, and otherwise, I will just add to what has already been said, and that is that Yeshua in his life really taught us that we live with unlimited possibility. He showed us that through all of the miracles he performed. He showed us that the lame can walk and the blind can see. He showed us that the physical end of life is not the end of life. He showed us that love can take anything and multiply it into more than it is. Because our universe was not created from material substance. And that's one thing I want to say. This is the big deal. This is the really, really big deal, everybody, about this webinar that we're going to be looking at, is that the angels hold space for us in an area before there was time and space. Our universe was not created from substance. Our universe was created from divine will and from love and completely devoid of substance at the time of its creation, which meant our entire existence came from an idea, a divine idea of possibility. That's the meaning of the word logos that you will find in many of the ancient scriptures, where the word God is synonymous with logos, as in the writings of John. In the beginning was the Word, which is logos, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Meaning, in the beginning, there was God, and there was an idea form, and there was love, from which everything sprang. Now that what does that mean? It means you are never, never, ever limited to substantiatable facts of the material universe. Never. Because God pre-existed them. Love pre-existed them. The idea form from which you are created pre-existed material substance. One of my favorite quotes in the book of Jeremiah says, "In the beginning I knew you and I named you. Before you were ever in the womb, I knew you and named you." Meaning, you existed before there was ever material substance. So, no matter what happens, in the course of existence of material substances, change after change after change, and the apparency of limitation. That's all it is apparent limitation.
True.
Just because the physical can only, well, there is kind of a limit of elasticity to physical forms. And then it starts breaking or breaking down or dispersing or moving into a cloud-like form where it can move into different substances. And so it becomes transformed. But behind the transformation, there has to be something, or it could, or that transformation simply couldn't happen. So what stewards the transformation? Well, above all else, God, the Creator. And the Creator in three forms. As love, the Christ, as the Holy Spirit that penetrates all creation. And the angels and you all precede form. So you have a greater ability than you know. And that's what we're going to discover. It's not because we want to go and make angel Christmas cards or fluffy little dolls with wings or any kind of frou-frou idea about angels or aren't they sweet? Let's all have an angel on our shoulder. Uh-uh. That's not what this seminar is about. It's about the forces that steward creation and make sure that patterns do not become the limiting nature of life repeating itself. One of the ways I can demonstrate to you right now that science has confirmed the limitation of patterns, and that's the whole science of cloning. It can't clone anything more than four generations until it deteriorates. Why? Why? Because a clone is the repetition of a pattern, and then the repetition of that pattern, and then the repetition of that pattern. By four repetitions of pattern, the pattern is breaking down. And there is no ability to see beyond the pattern to create something that is infinitely renewable. It doesn't exist, at least not in contemporary science. It does exist as a potential. We will know in the future, but right now we're not thinking on that level. So we're not going to discover it. One more question. We have Leo on, and I'm going to take you on. So in case you want to ask for a blessing, you're
Hi,
on.
This is Eva. I'm on Leilani.
Oh, Eva. Okay.
My daughter is Leilani. That's where you're getting the Leil from.
Oh, Leilani. It comes L-E-I-L. Okay.
Yeah. I have not gotten anything about an angel seminar, so I just checked my email again, and I'm wondering where this came up and where I can find out more information. You said...
Well, it starts today. It starts today, Eva, and you can go to our course webinar page on the store, and it's the first one, and it's just 3 weeks, and you still have time to enroll. And actually, I'm glad you brought this up because I wanted to tell, during this call, we've already gotten three more enrollments. So I'm going to put you on and get your welcome letter out. Eva, if you want to put me on, if you think you want to do this, I'll just enroll you and you can take care of it later.
Okay.
You know,
was there an email?
Okay, good.
Before?
No, I'll just put you, I'll send you an email.
No, I mean, I didn't get any information on it. That was what was puzzling me.
Well, you can go online and get all the information.
I can just go to the page. Yeah. Okay.
And we'll take care of it next week.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
You know, the way we do business is by love and trust. Because,
okay.
You know, okay. That's the way Yeshua does business. And I work for him. So.
Okay.
If you want to do the seminar, we'll get you on today, and it's going to start in almost. It's going to start at 5 o'clock Central.
Okay.
So
And then
but
that
just
is
do the blessing, and then I'll get you one. What would you like for your blessing?
Yeah, and then I can also get that later, like normal, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Can't be there tonight. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The blessing. Well, I would like continued blessings. We are temporarily with my younger daughter, and we have a very nice setup here. More healing for my husband and myself in this process, and our family. We're doing well. But of course, there's always more that Yeshua has for us, and I'm always ready for more.
Okay, great. And so am I. And that's the great attitude to have. We're ready for more. And you know the good part of that? There always is more.
Yes, there is. So thank you.
Okay, you are welcome. And we are going to get started with our blessing because it's time. In fact, it's a little past time. I don't like to go far past time because there are a lot of people around the world who tune into this through Spirit because telephone service is just not either affordable or possible for them. So let us begin. Everyone who's going to receive the blessing, just be seated. That's all you have to do. But uncross your arms and legs so that energy can flow straight through you from the earth to heaven and back from the heaven to earth. And blessing givers, stand with me, and we will be conveyors of that energy. It doesn't come from us. It comes from the grace of God, the abundant energy of the Holy Spirit and the love of Christ. And we're kind of like that satellite dish that picks up the signal and passes it on. You know, these energies are constantly available. But we're not tuned into them. And that's what we do for you at the blessing is we help to create a receiver that collects these energies in a nice little bundle package that's set up just for you to receive as you need it and as you ask for it, which is why I ask you to be in prayer as soon as I finish my prayer to Yeshua. So you pray for that which you want, and that will attract the energies perfectly to you. And then once we're finished, go and rest. Just lie down on the bed, and please don't think, because your mind is way too limited to acquire and assimilate all the blessings that are being given to you. So we will begin now, and I will, and remove your shoes. I forgot to tell you that, so that you are more connected to the earth. Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, one and the same, by all names you have been given, Son of God, Brother of Man, the one who has shown us who we are and how we can be on this earth. And it all begins by learning how to receive the infinite blessings of God that we may transcend the limited patterns of life and of the earth. We thank you for being with us here now, bringing those blessings available to us that we may be healed or connected or enriched or enlightened or carried to whatever place or to whatever friend we need to be in the company of. We thank you for the light of your soul lighting our world and our path. We thank you for the love of your heart, giving us hope and faith and strength. We thank you for connecting us with the grace of our Heavenly Father, that we may know we were created to be children of God. In all these things we praise you, we seek you, and forever we wish to walk with you. Amen. So let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest and receive it all. Bye-bye for now. Blessings to all of you, and I look forward to being with you again next week.